Whither away, good neighbor? What makes you to trudge so fast? I'm going to Marjorie's labor. I'm sent for in very great haste. Yet for all this your speed, I pray you go softly a while, for I have a thing in my head that will hold us talking a mile. Heard you not lately of Hugh, how soundly his wife he banged? He beat her black and blue. Oh, such a rogue would be hanged. Is it possible, neighbor Sissy, that they do not better agree? Nay, I have more news than this of others as bad as he. And seeing we both go one way, we'll give to our lass some scope. Though you from the labor do stay, she'll do well enough, I hope. Know you not Florence the miller? Oh, he is as good as e'er twanged. His wife says he threatens to kill her. Oh, such a rogue would be hanged. Oh, fie on these dastardly knaves, for those that will beat their wives. They dare not with swords or staves meet men in the field for their lives. But if that my husband should not use me as well as he ought, my hands I should hardly hold, for I'd give him as good as he bought. But know you not Ket the baker? Oh, he is as good as e'er twanged. He threatens his wife to forsake her. Oh, such a rogue would be hanged. Why, what is his reason for that? In troth, neighbor, I do not know. But when he's as drunk as a rat, then she'll act the part of a shrew. Tush, that's such a catching disease. Few women their silence can keep. Let every one say what they please. But a shrew's better far than a sheep. But know you not Ralph the plumber? Aye, he is as good as e'er twanged. He walks with the winch every summer. Oh, such a rogue would be hanged. What does his poor wife the meanwhile? At home she doth sadly remain, and at his return she will smile and lovingly him entertain. In troth, then he serves her but right. But if that were only my case, the wench that he kept but one night should go with no nose on her face. But know you not Sam the turner? Oh, he is as good as e'er twanged. He throws his wife in the fire to burn her. Oh, such a rogue would be hanged. I pray you, how happened that? What should be the cause of this strife? A man brought a new beaver hat unto his next neighbor's wife, and she spoke unto her good man to buy such another for her, which made him to curse and to ban, and thus began all the stir. But know you not Frank the glover? Oh, he is as good as e'er twanged. His wife says that he does not love her. Oh, such a rogue would be hanged. But what do you think's the occasion that separates them in affection? He's led by a queen's persuasion to bring his poor wife in subjection. Should my good man use me thus, I'd ferret both him and his minion to love them that love not us. His folly, in my opinion. But know you not Ned the painter? Oh, he is as good as e'er twanged. He's turned a great tavern haunter. Oh, such a rogue would be hanged. This seems a great wonder to me, and a thing which I hardly can think. For lately so strict was he that you hardly could get him to drink. Tush, that's a thing commonly seen. There's many that seem so civil in a place convenient have been as bad as who's most evil. But know you not Stephen the weaver? Oh, he is as good as e'er twanged. Has deceived my maid, now he'll leave her. Oh, such a rogue would be hanged. Why, neighbor, I hope you but jest. Has he your maiden and beguiled? 'Tis true, neighbor Nell, I protest, and I doubt now she will be run wild. 'Tis pity that maids are so kind to trust them that are so fickle, for now you may well understand she is left in a very bad pickle. But know you not George the fell monger? Oh, he is as good as e'er twanged. He let his first wife die for hunger. Oh, such a rogue would be hanged. In sadness, neighbor Sissy, you have made me my time o'er slip. If Marjorie should do amiss, 'twould make me to bite my lip. And therefore in haste farewell. O Marjorie, now I come. Adieu, sweet neighbour Nell. Hush, say no more but mum, for staying from Madge, 'tis true. I confess I deserve to be banged, and this is all long of you. Oh, such a rogue would be hanged.